is the Affirm America podcast, where we stand up and speak out, affirming American excellence. Coming to you deep in the heart of the Midwest, located in an undisclosed log cabin on the outskirts of town, your host, Marquis Vandermark.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Affirm America podcast. On this Friday, January the 26th, 2024, it's good to be back here with all of you on the Affirm America podcast. It's been a few months since I've put out a podcast, and I'm glad to be back. We're in the start of the presidential election season, 2024. We have lots to talk about as we face one of the most important elections in our lifetime. Thanks for joining us today on the Affirm America podcast. I've got some good friends with me today. I want to talk about some things. We spent some time down in AmeriFest down in Phoenix, Arizona. Spent some time with Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA, and we got some very interesting interviews. We interviewed lots of young people, and we want to share with you our experiences. So let's take some time this morning to talk a little bit about our trip down to Phoenix for the AmeriFest to start off this new year presidential election cycle. Today, I have some friends with me, some friends that we spent some time down in Phoenix, Arizona for the AmeriFest. If you're not familiar with what that is Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA, and he does a incredible meeting together with lots of young people, and they bring in speakers from all over across the country, and a couple of my friends here that are going to join me today. We spent a couple days down there in Phoenix, the AmeriFest, and I'd like to introduce you to them right now. I have Jack Ashworth, who's in Southern California, and Mike Kellett, who's up in Northern California, and we're part of the Settlement Project, which we'll talk a little bit about that today as well, and also talk about our experiences in Phoenix, Arizona at the AmeriFest. So welcome, Jack and Mike. Good to see you. How's things going today? How you doing?
Real good.
So Jack, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're in El Segundo, California, Southern California. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us about Settlement Project. People don't know about it.
Well, you might want to know that El Segundo is part of Los Angeles County. So we're in the greater Los Angeles area here. We're in the far left state of California. And I'm a retired teacher who recently has taken it upon myself to deal with some of the poor politicians that we have in our state and locally, and try to motivate more people to get out and vote, become active about restoring American patriotism, standing up for the traditional values that made our country a great country that people want to live in from all over the world. And I think as most people see that a lot of those ideals are being challenged by the far left, one case in point is that no longer is there a difference between men and women. You can choose whichever gender you choose, and this is happening in our schools, it's happening in the military, and so there's a lot of things that have excited people to get involved. So we began the Settlement Project here in the LA area, which is an effort to bring together good, patriotic people who believe that America really is worth preserving, people that oftentimes don't have a chance to meet each other. We try to pull together diverse people who share common values and interests about America to support each other, to promote activities which strengthen our patriotic efforts around the state and around the country. But primarily, it's a local activity. We bring together people from school boards, city councils, mayors, people in the business world who are conservative. We're also working with recently with people in the Turning Point USA program, which are young people. So we're trying to bring more young people into the concern about preserving patriotism in America.
All right. Very good, Jack. And Settlement Project is in a few different states too as well. I know they're here in Ohio. They're also out in Southern California, and we have a branch over in the Virginia area, right? The eastern part of Virginia, around the Maryland border. And those of you that don't know about Settlement Project, you can go to sp12.org, and you can have a look at the website, and it will information about the Settlement Project and see what we're doing. And we may be in a city close to you, and you're welcome to come out and attend some of our biannual meetings that we hold. We've held a couple, once in the spring and once in the fall, right, Jack? I think you had the same thing. And we're looking forward to our spring conference, which we're going to reveal some counter proposals to cultural Marxism. And this is something that we've been working on for the last 4 years, and we hope to bring that to our settlement communities here in the spring. Good to have you on board. And Mike, you're up in Northern California. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing up there in Northern California with Settlement, and tell my listeners a little bit about your background, what you're up to.
Yes, I live in the belly of the beast, Alameda County, where you have Berkeley, Oakland.
Oh, yeah.
I live in San Leandro, which okay. is the border city of Oakland. I just want to mention, too, we have a chapter in Florida, a young guy down there working on it. So Jack Young's son.
Great.
Okay, so yeah, I grew up in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, Valley Forge. That's literally my backyard where I grew up. So every time I go back to visit family, I go to Valley Forge and I kiss the ground of those who really fought for our freedom. So I just want to put that as a foundation for me to just feel very humbled that I live here in this precious country. And
amen.
I really value what the sacrifice that was made for us. So if I could leave with anything, General Greene, he has this thing where if you fall down, if you lose a battle, you keep continuing. And what I want to just convey, just to throw out right away, never give up. The left, the liberal, the unprincipled side that is going on today, when they lose, they just come back and they keep going, and they feel entitled that they deserve whatever it is they're fighting for. So we got to have that same tenacity. Never give up, no matter what. Don't be fooled that, oh, wow, it's too strong. This is all a mirage. So I just wanted to throw that out there. So I do live in this very liberal area, and I work with a small group, an ad hoc group here, that has really led me to Settlement Project. Because of the founder of this Settlement Project, Frank Kaufman, very just brilliant in his understanding, and other people he's working with, like the men here are speaking. So I just really see it's up to my game to be able to deal with such, you could say, how good and evil are being married together, to really see through that. So anyway, I just will go right to the point where we went to America Fest. My son, who's 17, he's homeschooled with Liberty University High School. He's a really an outstanding young man. So I just really am practicing what I preach. I see the march through the education system, the immorality that's happening. Just if you take immorality, you take morality out of immorality, and morality means fighting spirit. And so that's what I saw at the American Fest. I saw a fighting spirit. I saw people of diversity. Fundamentally, we're a Judeo-Christian country, so there was that primary spirit. But if you really have that spirit, you're going to embrace anybody of any background. If you truly have that universal love, that's what our Constitution is. It's a universal principle, and it embraces everyone. So at this American Fest, I saw people that I have been reading about and value so much, their effort, their sacrifice. And it was just it was a great synergy. It was a great connection, especially with Marquise and Jack, to connect together and to have my son there take some videos. It just was meant to be. It was destiny. And so, but it's, you know, it just, things just don't happen. It don't just fall from the tree, right? That there is, all of us have stuff going in our life that leads to that. And I just want to mention my connection to meet with Dennis Prager and to speak to him and to hear him speak. This man, what I like about him, because I've gone to different talks with him in person, he's not a polarizing person, see? he's willing to let people speak. And if you listen to people and hear what they're saying, it's so off the wall. And then he comes from a place of faith. And it really is, he really values, and you'll hear in this, in his interview with myself, he says that, you know, do unto others as you want them to do unto you, that Judeo-Christian principle. So powerful, because he's a man who himself embodies that and is doing so much. So what I saw at this event, what I experienced, was just alive and real. And so we just need more people to get involved, you know, to be able to connect to such people who are really able to get together. And that's why I'm so inspired by American, by the Settlement Project, that we're able to more articulate and make sense of where we're at. And whereas the left have all this mumbo jumbo and all this intellectual stuff, but it doesn't have any, it really isn't real. But it kind of lies to people. So we have something that can really reach that intellectual person and the heart. And so the people that spoke at this event were so inspiring. And I just want to say, for me, to be able to hear Tucker Carlson talk about honesty and laughing at himself, how that's so important to be honest with yourself. And my, Riley Gaines, the girl who's a swimmer, and talk about true love. When you have love, you can tell the truth. There was so many just gold gems at this, and that came from such incredible organization through Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA. Yeah. So it's a really powerful organization, and we're fortunate, Settlement Project, to be invited or to be able to go there and to be able to, you know, just value these catalysts working to really preserve our, you know, to make a more perfect union, as you say. Anyway, thank you for letting me share this.
All right. So, yeah, the very impressive, the fact that they could gather, I think there was 20,000 maybe young people that were there. I think that was a number I heard, which was very inspiring, that you have people coming up from, you know, the youth that are catching on to the conservative movement. A lot of times, you know, the conservative movement tends to be, you know, older people, you know, in their 60s and 70s. A lot of them are, you know, they're the more active. But to see young people that have really caught the vision of the conservative ideas and principles and the freedom, and it was very inspiring. I think we all came away with that experience. And I think that was really a great kudos to Charlie Kirk and what he's been able to put together. So we were able to interview a few young people, and I want to take an opportunity to let my listening audience just hear a little bit about how articulate these young people are and how they can express themselves very clearly. They're very well educated. They understand the principles, and when you listen to them speak, you'll get a feel and a lot of hope for the future, because the future is our youth, and the youth who will carry us forward. And unfortunately, the kids are being indoctrinated in our school systems. They're being taught leftist ideas, cultural Marxism, and we can see how we've declined rapidly as a result of what's going on in our schools and our culture. So we'll just play that now. We'll play some of the interviews, make some comments on it, and let our listeners hear what that's all about.
You know, there's an avalanche of problems, right? The whole men wanting to become women.
Yes.
The weaponization of government, right? The list goes on. Wouldn't it be good to kind of get at the root of that problem? And instead of like running around every time there's an issue, people are, you know, we're out, especially the conservative movement, you know, trying to, you know, troubleshoot this. So what do you think about that?
I mean, the root of the problem is that we as a society, we as a country, have objected God from every institution. And we've also broken down the family unit between one man and one woman. I believe if you do not have a strong family in a society, you will not have a strong country. And so that's the goal. You know, the communists fear strong, godly, structured families because they cannot control them. And so that's why I believe that the greatest issue facing our country right now is the breakdown of the family. It's the pitting men against women. That's what happened in the feminist movement in the 70s, is they tried to prove that men and women are different, or men and women are equal.
Yes.
And, you know, now we're seeing in the headlines that we're not equal. Of course, we're equal in value, but everything about us is different. Our physiology, our emotions, and our God-ordained roles in society. So I believe, number one, it starts from rejecting God. You know, even our John Adams said that our Constitution was created for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. So while our country is not a theocracy, we were a country founded upon Judeo-Christian principles.
Yes.
And so if you do not have a society that is upholding morality, the creator of morality, you will not have a moral society.
Okay, so you can see how articulate these young people are. So what do you think the issue here with men and women and how she articulated that? What's your thoughts on that, Jack? What did you take away when you heard her speaking about the family and the issues between men and women and how?
It was very, very interesting that she started her response by mentioning that without God, you're going to lose the basic structures of America, the family, the values of America. It was amazing that she was able to see that as a very cornerstone of a problem, that America was a nation created as a nation under God, that all men are created equal by their creator. And the rest of what she had to say was right in line with that, with what our founders have to say about that. She seems to be a very educated young woman. It's amazing.
It really is. It's a breath of fresh air to be able to hear, you know, truthful speaking versus some of the things that we hear, you know, the rhetoric coming out of the left, you know, the transgender issue and all the things that we're going through right now in our society. Mike, what was your takeaway? That was your interview. So what
but she's well-spoken, high school student.
High school.
High school. And I remember she was honored there for her efforts and the work that she's doing in her high school in Tennessee. So I was fortunate to meet her at the very end of the program there. Well, I think all of us are real honest. There's a big issue about homosexuality, LGBTQ, et cetera, but even within that community, monogamy is so fundamental. And there's so much promiscuity within that world of LGBTQ. So she would just really laid it out clearly, the importance of the unity, you know, the commitment. So it's very, very clean, very fresh, and very value her clarity. There was nothing but beautiful innocence coming through. And I think that's what we all need to really get more connected to, because it's so easy to be tainted now.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very clear, very, very well spoken, very articulate. So that was one big takeaway that we had. I think every young people, every person we talked to that was part of, you know, Turning Point itself were very articulate and very clear in their principles.
I was very surprised at the young man there. He had perspective, even though he's going, oh, well, when I was younger, it's like he's a young guy, but he really hit it.
Yeah.
He hit it.
Well, let's listen to him. He's up next here, and let's play him right now.
Understand what the root of this problem is. Do you have any thoughts of what might be driving this ideology that we're seeing pop up everywhere? Do you have some ideas and thoughts about that?
Well, honestly, to me, at least what I think that it's really been, I think it really is in many ways cultural Marxism, but it's branded as classical liberalism. You know, when I was a kid, I'm old enough to remember when Democrats and people on the left actually supported limits on abortion and actually supported certain Second Amendment rights. And actually support and actually, in fact, Barack Obama actually ran a campaign against gay marriages first time around. Nowadays, they're trying to make it seem like being a mainstream conservative is somehow like making you a far right lunatic. Obviously, I can't tell you how many people thought Turning Point USA and America Fest would be considered a far right convention. This is all mainstream stuff that's what really was middle ground just not even 8 years ago.
So what do you think the root is? Where do you think it's coming from outside of, you know, just a bunch of leftists trying to push up? And don't you think there might be some deeper root to it that's driving it?
Well, I think the deeper root is, I think there's several sources of it. One of them is the CCP and their influence on American sports, American media, American universities, which is a big one. Another problem is it seems like the left in today's world has been taken over by not old school liberals, but instead this new radical form of leftism from the perspective of a Marxist standpoint. There's no longer a middle ground between Republicans and Democrats, or at least not the way that you saw it 10 years ago.
Good, and just one other question here is, America's made up of a lot of different religious belief systems. We're a melting pot in the religious world. Do you think it's important that these different religions unite together and kind of put their differences aside to address the problems rather than being on the defensive all the time every time something pops up?
Absolutely. I mean, there's not just massive fights between religions right now. There's massive fights within religions, like different denominations of Christianity. I thought for a while bicker with each other too much. And if you want proof that that people of the same religion can come together for the greater good, look at America Fest. We have people here that are Christians. We have Catholics. We have Jews. We have Muslims. We have Buddhists. We have atheists. I mean, one thing that I think the media loves to overhype, I think they do this worse with race, but with religion at this point has become just another way, another division method for many of them, for many of the elites, I'll say, in the media or on Capitol Hill.
Okay, so I think, again, that was, you can see how articulate, how very clear this young man is in his understanding of the issue, and I found that he really hit the nail on the head, really discussed the very internal part of what it is that we are trying to address and to bring out in the open so people are aware of this new cultural Marxism that has taken over our institutions, our schools, our governments, and the corporations. And his articulation really was very clear, and I find that very refreshing after we attended this AmeriFest. So what's your thought, Jack, on conversation there?
Well, I was really surprised. I mean, I liked the fact that he had a MAGA hat on. That was kind of interesting. And also that he mentioned that he used to be young. He looked like he couldn't be over 25
yeah,
years
exactly.
old.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's been knowledgeable since he was very young because he really was able to explain the difference between conservatives and where the left is as today. The fact that he mentioned that a lot of what America, MAG movement, America First people are people that 10 years ago would have just been considered the mainstream, but the far left has gone so far to the left that they consider a regular old American apple pie values are somehow far left, far right extremism. And he really saw that. The other thing I thought was very interesting that he brought up the CCP and their effort to destroy America, which is happening all around us while we just seem to be blind to the fact that they're out to get us. They're out to undermine our values. They're out to undermine the leadership in our country. They're being involved in our elections, trying to disrupt them. They're working to militarily take over. I mean, it was amazing that he brought that up as well. So I thought he was one of the best people that we interviewed.
Yes. So the Settlement Project itself, what we do is the description that I've found to be best that explains it is we're like a community town hall where we bring people together from the different fronts, you know, whether it be the school board issues or whether it be somebody running for local council or whether it's someone that's just a concerned citizen, that we come together. A lot of times we find that in the conservative movement, a lot of people stay in their own silos, they stay in their own verticals, and they don't really come together and support each other. And I think we all need advocates for each other to help support each other in this fight because it can get a little lonely out there if you're just on the front line fighting for your, your cause and to come together with like-minded people that really helps to support the overall vision of what America is about and to revive that spirit and bring about a more unifying community, which it seems that we've kind of gotten away from with social media. And we just came out of the COVID virus where people were locked down for, you know, months and years. And I think it revives that community spirit. So let's listen to this last interview here, and we'll discuss it on the backside here.
I'm Jewish, proudly Jewish, born and raised. I'm descended from a line of 2,000 years of rabbis. And I find that religious harmony with, you know, people who believe in the God of Abraham, we need to unite and realize that we're all in this together. We are all against godless people. And at the end of the day, those who have faith in the God of Abraham are the ones who I believe we need to band together and really work across denominational lines. And look, we may have different interpretations on the exact nature of God. But that's natural. You know, God didn't put us all here to agree. God didn't put us all here with it all figured out. And part of that journey is we have to take that journey together. And I think a lot of that is something we have to do in harmony with one another. So I believe that all people who are out here, people should turn out to vote, unite with one another, talk across denominational lines, regardless of our opinions on the exact nature of God. Those are all things that we can talk about, have theological discussions about, and learn from each other on.
So we saw, you know, recently with the attack on October 7th, we realized that there are forces out there that are really evil in how they attacked Israel at that time. And this is a young man that's obviously Jewish, and he was speaking about his fear of what has been transpired, especially here in the United States. We see that a lot of the voices that came out. And Mike, I think you had an experience at a meeting up in up your way where Hamas had came out, even in our own backyard, and was making some noise. So this is something new that we've never really encountered here in our country, where we're seeing this on our own home front. And I think that's something we should all be concerned about as we see more and more of this type of rhetoric happening on scales that we've never seen before. Well, what say you about this issue?
Yeah, one of our local council members just quit right on at one of the meetings because of literally Hamas representatives from the Middle East in our town made so much ruckus, and she just quit her council position. So we have something going on here that has not been as extreme. You know, of course, we believe in freedom of speech. But there's a line where we feel we're the melting pot, right? So I really appreciate, Marquise, when you mentioned like-minded people. And where I live, you know, the very liberal area, the Bay Area. But there are more people, actually, that are really freedom fighters, freedom warriors. We have groups here. There's all kinds of groups in where I live in California, Northern California, San Francisco Bay Area, that are really freedom fighters. And this young man speaking from his point of view of faith was really is deep and wide. And so we are a country founded on Judeo-Christian principles. So we want to be proud of that. We want to know our history and what's given us our prosperity. So one point that was made to here, it was about media before in the other talk. So that's really important because media really is put out such a smokescreen of negative views. So I just feel it's refreshing to hear these guys just really cut through this and really call it the way it is.
Jack, how about yourself? A takeaway on the young man that just spoke.
Well, I thought it was very interesting that he had to say that the only place where you may feel safe as a Jew these days would be in Israel or the United States. And that really is a sad reality, a sad fact, that people that have formed these ideas against a faith that they're now trying to move into America and convince Americans that people that have their own faith and their own tradition are not worthy of their freedom and their rights. And I think we have to be careful about how we are allowing people to migrate into our country without being able to assume or assimilate into the values of freedom of religion, freedom of faith, freedom of thought. And we see that there's these elements that are very, very one-sided, that seem to justify their acts of terrorism, even in our own country, which is an alarming thought.
And also, you know, when he mentioned in the U.S. and what we saw at places like Harvard and some of the universities and the protests, even where people were attacked, Jews that were attacked, yeah. the one elderly Jewish man that was killed and attacked on the street. So even here in our own home country, we're seeing that it's not safe as it used to be, where you could make that comment that you feel safe here. I'm sure he feels a little nervous, even here in the United States, with what has transpired over the last few months.
Yep.
Well, as a Jewish man, we didn't hear this on his interview there, but when we were talking to him, he had mentioned that one of his best friends, who's a Muslim, is so conscientious and has family values, and so he was just saying that there are people. We're just not here. You know, we're not getting enough attention. That there are more conscientious people of all different faiths that are really. Anyway, he was very hopeful. He's running for a position himself there in Arizona.
Yes.
So he's the kind of leader. He's the kind of person that truly we need. Those young people who are really taking responsibility, and willing to make that commitment to a public life.
Yes. All right. Very good. And just to finish up here, our takeaways from AmeriFest. We experienced some very patriotic speeches. We had some very patriotic speakers. Jack, tell us, just close out your overall opinion and experience of AmeriFest that you attended in Phoenix.
Well, I could only say it was time well spent to see that there's a movement within our American young people to want to defend America's ideals. And it's growing. Obviously, 5 years ago, there would have never been a meeting like this with 20,000 young people who want to defend American values. And even in the midst of so much negative media against traditional values, that there are growing young people that are willing to stand up and to take a stand for what's right. So it was very impressive meeting. I'm really happy that we were able to attend together.
Thank you. Mike?
Hey, you can't really bring, Mike, I can't bring my experience through the word here.
Yes.
Because to look at men in the eye and to be able to say thank you, to be able to have that heart connection, and to be on the same plane, we are, you know, I could see the familyism. I could feel the family of this, the family spirit, you know. So I'm just, anyone who has a chance to go to something like this, please, Turning Point USA, I'm not a member of it. I'm with Settlement Project. I have my own little civic group here where I live, teaching the Constitution, but there are, this group is really out there. They're not like go to church on Sunday and then forget it till next Sunday. It's like go to work, you know, and yeah. Really let's do it. We are in a cultural revolution, and we want to bring the spirit of, you know, the greater good, right? So my experience, again, just the bottom line in all this, if you go to Turning Point USA and you go, they have it very clearly stated there, and you can see all the speeches of the multitude of people speaking. There's a really deep, very, very streamlined. So if you're really interested in getting some of that really just, boom, what's going on, listen to those speeches. Go to that their website and listen to that. You'll really be inspired. And then the other point I just want to share is, yeah, there was some personal connection to people there that I just happened to be able to get to. And one fella whose son was turned into a girl by the mother. They were divorced, and it was just a heart-wrenching situation where he lost his connection. And just, there was just things that I could really, just because of my thinking and my desire to really help mankind, help America, help mankind, help God's will. And they're there. Those people were there. in so many different ways, and for them to come together, we had to have some organization, and this was a powerful organization to do that. So I'm so grateful to them and that they are doing this. And I think Settlement Project is absolutely is totally in the same direction, and is so important for this to continue the way that they're going, to put more meat on this bone, you know. So that's all.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really what Settlement Project is all about, is to find those groups that we can align ourselves with, that we can support, that we can work together, because we're really all on the same team. We're all fighting for the same cause. And when we come across these groups and they resonate with us, we realize that they're allies with us, and we have to work together. That's how we're going to be able to overcome these forces of ultra leftists, whatever you want to call it, Marxism, cultural Marxism, socialism, the forces that we're experiencing right now, by us coming together and having a clear idea of what our principles are, what settles within our heart, and where we can really feel unified together to be able to bring our nation back to where it should be, as our founding fathers desired, and also bring us to a higher level where we can really unify together as a nation. So it was a great experience.
Marquise, you are so correct. And that's why I'm part of Settlement Project, because I do really authentically believe in my heart of hearts that we value people's belief. Whatever you believe, however you feel your salvation is, that's precious to you. But we have something that's trying to stop us from that. And this is where we can streamline that. We can really, through Dr. Kaufman and his other his presentations, it's just able to really bring that, we have that blueprint of how to really bring that authentically. It's easy to say that, right? But to really not judge somebody's concept or understanding. Otherwise, we're all going to, be in prison together talking about why we don't agree with somebody's viewpoint, So it's truly a time of great hope. And people listening here, Settlement Project is truly something to be able to listen to, because we do need to have that education, are in that same direction. And I know we're all going to go together, and there's hope. There's serious hope.
All right, sp12.org, if you want more information about the Settlement Project. And you can reach out to me at marquise@affirmamerica.com if you have any questions. And also, we can put you on a mailing list and let you know if we're going to have a conference in your city. Well, gentlemen, thanks very much for joining us today on the Affirm America podcast. Let's continue the fight, and let's work together. And those out there that have like minds and would like to support us and let us make us aware of what you're doing, because everybody's out there on the front lines. We want to support you, and let's work together to make America great again. Thanks for coming today on the Affirm America podcast. I'm your host, Marquise Vandermark. Have a great day. We'll see you next time.
This is the Affirm America podcast with your host, Marquise Vandermark. And let's never forget, America is great, and we affirm it.